If this is the first time you've been in a gospel hall, we give you a special welcome. And we just ask God at this time to bless you. Bless you with the joy of salvation. Tonight I would like to read from the Book of God, the old Book of God, the Bible. I want to read from the four Gospels, because the Gospels tells us about the facts and the works of Jesus. So we're going to talk about Jesus. We've been singing about him, and we're going to talk about Jesus. You see, we have four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the first four books of the New Testament. And they all speak about Jesus, every one of them. They all speak about one person. I want you to get a glimpse of this one person tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, the man who died for you, the one who suffered and bled and shed his precious blood that your sins might be washed away, that you might have peace with God and a sure and certain hope for heaven. So tonight, this is our message. We're going to speak about Jesus. In Matthew's Gospel, we have Jesus as the King, and he's marked out by what he says. He says, "I say unto you." So we have the King in Matthew's Gospel, and then we have him presented in Mark's Gospel as the servant, and he says of him that he doeth all things well. Jesus has done all things well. When we come to Luke's Gospel, well, we have him as the Son of Man, the one who came to seek and to save that which was lost. When we come to John's Gospel, there we are faced with the death of the Lord Jesus on Calvary's Hill, where he shed his precious blood for your sins and for mine. Now I'm going to read four short scriptures from those four Gospels, and after that I want to put a little heading over each one of them. A very simple heading, two words over each of those short scriptures I'm going to read tonight. Matthew 25. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. And we'll read from verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. The 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in the vessels with the lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him." Then all those virgins, they arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." But when they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh." Now the next scripture is in the next book, Mark, chapter 12. And it's verse 34. I'm breaking in this chapter, but this is what the Lord says to them. He's been speaking to them and telling them they're only one God. Chapter 12 and verse 34. And when Jesus saw that they answered discreetly, he said unto him, he said, "Thou art not far from the kingdom. Thou art not far from the kingdom." Now, We'll go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Another short scripture. And Jesus, verse 1, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief amongst the publicans. And he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before him, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and he saw, and he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and he came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to your house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And lastly, in the Gospel by John, just turn over a few pages, John chapter 3, John chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That's all I want to read. Now I'm going to leave room for some other brother to follow on. Now I'm going to put four headings over these scriptures. Two words for each gospel. In Matthew's Gospel, you're either wise or you're foolish. Now, we've read this. You're either wise or you're foolish. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. So we want you to be wise tonight. Mark's Gospel, you're either in or you're out. You see, the Lord Jesus, when he saw this man, he says, Thou art not far from the kingdom. But he wasn't far enough in, you see. You're either in or you're out. You're either with him or against him. You're either in or out. Luke's Gospel, you're either saved or you're lost. It's quite evident to see that in Luke's Gospel. Son of Man came to seek to save that which was lost. You're either saved or you're lost. We want you to be saved tonight. Jesus wants you to save you. In the Gospel by John, you're either a believer or you're an unbeliever. You see, my friend, you can't sit on the fence. So you're either wise or you're foolish. If you were to read through Matthew's Gospel, you would notice that the first persons that found Jesus was wise men. You remember, we celebrate Christmas. The wise men, they saw the star and they followed and they found Jesus. That's just what we want you to do tonight. We want you to find Jesus. I'll tell you something. It's only wise men that find him today. Grand thing to be wise. You know, do you know where you get wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you're wise tonight, you'll find Jesus and you'll come. As we go over Matthew's Gospel, he speaks about people working on the sand and they're building houses. And he gives this simple illustration. He says, the wise man, he built his house upon the rock. The foolish man, he built his house upon the sand. Of course, when the tide came in, that was away. But it's a grand thing to be on the rock, you see. I want you to get to the rock tonight. David says, Christ is my rock, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. So you see, it's a wise that builds his house upon the rock. Upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My friend, we want you to get on the rock tonight. Rock of ages, cleft for me. We want you to know the Lord Jesus, that you might be able to say he's going to be my rock tonight. You see, you're either wise or you're foolish. When you come over to the verses we've read, we have a scene there, and there were those that were wise, they had oil in their lamps. There were those who had no oil in their lamps. Oil speaks about the Holy Spirit. And of course at midnight, behold the bridegroom cometh. You see, the Lord's coming. I want to tell you, this same Jesus that has been in this world and he's walked well pleasing to his God and Father, he shed his precious blood at Calvary's cross and he was buried, but on the third day he rose again and he's gone up to heaven. And we're waiting for him coming back again. And it's the wise men and the wise people today who are looking for his coming. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. You see, my friend, we've none other to preach tonight. Our theme is, we preach Christ crucified, buried and risen and glorified, and he's coming again. This is the person we want to tell you about. He's a living, glorious person, and we love him, and we're looking forward to seeing him, and we want you to come into this category tonight, that you might be a wise man. It's only wise men find him today. It was the wise virgins that had their oil in the lamps. Well, the cry came at midnight, and of course, it says, those that were ready went in with him to the marriage. You see, the bridegroom came. We're going to a marriage, you know. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb someday. It's going to take place in heaven. You might think this is foolish, but it's not, you know. Every Christian from every kindred and people and tongue and nation, God is inviting you to come and trust him. Trust in the Savior. And we're going to the marriage of the Lamb someday. And we're waiting on this call. And he wants you to be ready for this, because it was only those that were ready went in with him to the marriage. What a grand thing it is to be ready. Ready for the call. Ready to die. You know, there's a man in the Old Testament, he said to God, how long have I to live? How long have you to live? You don't know. I don't know. How long have I to live? None of us know. But if you knew the Lord Jesus, you would be able to say with every Christian, whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live or die, we're the Lord's, you see. We're the Lord's. And the moment you trust him and believe in him, he'll seal you by his Holy Spirit and he'll say, you're mine. You're mine. Oh, my friend, it's a grand thing to be saved. The preacher was 25 years of age when he got saved. Lived a very worldly life, but came to trust the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord, and got deliverance. Deliverance from the power of sin. And he can deliver you tonight. Because the gospel of Christ is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Oh, I want you to come and be wise tonight. It'll be forever and forever too late. So you're either wise or you're foolish. You'll know what category you're in. But that's what the Bible says in Matthew. You're either wise or you're foolish. Now we come to Mark. Mark's gospel. Now this person had came and heard Jesus, and he told the Lord Jesus, made the way of salvation clear and plain to him, and this is what he said. He said, thou art not far from the kingdom. You see, you're either in the kingdom or you're out. He that is not with me is against me. And the Lord wants you to come in tonight. Grand thing to be in the kingdom. A number of years ago, tell you this story, a number of years ago, we invited a sergeant of the police, as I knew him then. He'd been promoted to inspector. I was very well acquainted with this man. He used to come to my shop at that time, a number of years ago. And we used to give him a tract and preach to him. So we asked him to come down and hear a gospel preaching. He wasn't very keen on it, but his wife said, "We'll go down and hear the gospel, just as you men perhaps have come in tonight." Well, this man came in to hear the gospel. He had just been promoted about a month before this to inspector. You see, he got on in life, you see. And as the preacher was speaking, he was listening very, very attentively. He'd lost a little girl in a fatal accident, and he always wanted to see her again, you know. And this preacher seemed to touch his heart that night, and he was affected by the preaching of the gospel. We invited him for supper, and we were gathered around the table, and the preacher, he was speaking to him, and I was speaking to him too, and the tears were rolling down his cheeks, you see. Word of God affected him. And the tears were rolling down his cheeks. And he came to a decision. Now you've got to come to a decision tonight. And this man came to a decision. And this is what he said. And the preacher spoke to him. This is what he said. He says, "But for my position." You see, he had got a rise, you see, in his rank. He was an inspector. Don't get puffed up in this world. And this man, he rejected God's offer of salvation. He wanted to see his little girl, but he wanted to go his own way. And as far as I know, after he retired from his position, he passed into eternity, but I don't know where. You see, you're either in or you're out. That man, that night, could easily have come in because God was speaking to him. And God's speaking to you tonight, you know. Speaks to everybody. But tonight there's a voice for you, and he wants you in. Grand thing to come in. Oh, my friend, if you only came in and enjoyed God's salvation. Now, I'll tell you another story about this sort of in and out. We went down to the hospital one night to see a man who hadn't long to live. Now, it wasn't our usual night for going down this time. And I went along to the brother that we usually goes with us. He's gone to the glory now, old David Horn. And I said, "David, I feel that we should go down tonight. I feel the Lord is wanting us to go down tonight to the hospital." Well, he says, "This is not the night we go down," but he says, "I'm quite ready to go down. I'm retired now," he says. "I'll go down with you." So we went down to this hospital, a few miles from our home. And as we went into the ward, there was a man sitting up in his bed, and he says, "Pictures!" So we went and went in. He says, he took a little Bible out of his locker and he put it on his bed. He says, "Look," he says, "if you preachers hadn't came down tonight, I was going to send for a minister." I said, "Well, we're here. I feel the Lord has sent us here tonight." "Well," he says, "this is a Bible I got from my mother," he says. I said, I want to find out the person it's about. He wanted to find Jesus. So we read a few verses to him, and at last we came to that lovely verse in John's Gospel. And we read it to him. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, thou shalt be saved." And when we came to that word "in," he says, "That's right, I want in tonight," he says. "I want in tonight." A nurse kindly put the screens round about us. She seen what was going on. And we had the joy that night of this man getting in, you see. He got in, wanted to get saved. The Lord's saying to you tonight, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, you'll get saved." The door is Christ, you see. He stands and he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And he'll save you from your sins. He'll give you peace with God. And you have that sure hope for heaven. That young man, he wasn't an old man, mind. Didn't live for very long. But he lived for a month, I think it was, to testify to the saving and keeping power of the Lord Jesus. Now, my friend, would you like to come in tonight? Would you like to come into the joy of God's salvation? Well, there'll be an opportunity for you tonight, friend. You're as free to go out the door as you came in. We won't buttonhole you in no ways and means. But I tell you this, you haven't come into this room by chance tonight, you know. God never makes a mistake. Nobody going to heaven on chance, you know. You're going to heaven on choice. Moses had to make a choice. Choose rather to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of this world for a season. My friend, what a grand thing it is to come in. You're rather in. Now when we come to the next scripture, Luke's Gospel, the little heading, you're either saved or you're lost. Now I'm going to link up my statements just to keep things clear. Matthew, you're either wise or you're foolish. Mark, you're either in the kingdom, enjoying God's privileges, spiritual blessings, or you're out. You'll know just where you stand tonight. Now, when you come to Luke's Gospel, he's presented as the Son of Man. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, in Luke's Gospel, you get the feelings of Jesus. And I tell you, the feelings of Jesus' heart is towards you tonight. And he's interested in you. And he wants to save you, my friend. He's interested in you. You know, in Luke's Gospel, you know, when you come to trust the Lord Jesus, you get your name written in heaven, you know. Grand thing it is to get your name written in heaven. The men in this room have their names written in heaven, you know. I've got my name written in heaven. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Now, here was a man who was looking for Jesus. Now, he climbs up a tree. Gets up the tree, Zacchaeus, small man he was. Gets up the tree. And when he got to the top of the tree, he looked down. And he's seen the crowd coming. Jesus comes along, and he stops. And he sees this man. And mind you, he sees you tonight. And he knows your name. He knew this man's name. He'd never seen Jesus before. He wanted to see Jesus. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. I suppose Zacchaeus would be saying, how did you know my name? Well, I'll tell you, I don't know your name. You don't know my name. But I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus knows your name. And he wants to save you tonight. He doesn't want you to be lost. What a terrible thing it is to be lost, isn't it? You see, you're either saved. Zacchaeus came down, it says, he made haste. Oh, my friend, you haven't time to put off. We can't guarantee you another day. Scripture says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for we know not what a day might bring forth. I can't say to you, I'll see you tomorrow, I'll guarantee I'll see you tomorrow. I may die tonight. But if I die tonight, you know, I'll go to heaven. Wouldn't you like to be ready to go to heaven? Oh, you're either saved or you're lost. We were singing that lovely hymn, there's life for a look at the crucified man. My friend, I thought about the words of the Lord Jesus. He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. I was lifted up, he says, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. And you know, they crucified him. Pilate, he found no fault in him. He did no sin, knew no sin, without sin. But he died on Calvary's cross for your sins and for my sins. And our sins have been washed away through the precious blood of Christ. And Zacchaeus came down. Salvation is come to your house. What a grand thing it is when salvation comes to us. You know, when we got saved, salvation not only came into our hearts and lives, it came into our houses. Grand thing to be saved. Whole household saved. And it's clear as clear can be in this gospel by Luke, you're either saved or you're lost. You see, the Lord doesn't mix matters up. You're either the one thing or the other. You're either for him or you're against him. What a grand thing it is to be saved. We want you to get saved tonight. Grand thing to get saved. There's only one way to be saved. You know, there was a man, a Philippian jailer. He cried, "What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" He wanted to get saved. I wonder if there's anyone here who'd like to get saved tonight. Well, I'll tell you how to get saved. The answer was from the Apostle Paul, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and all thy house." And his household was baptized. Salvation not only came to his heart, his life, to his home. And he had a home secured for God's praise and for God's glory. Paul, we want you to get saved tonight. Jesus wants to save you, my friend. He feels for you, you know. Get the feelings of Jesus. He had compassion. You read Luke's gospel, you have the compassions of Jesus, the feelings of Jesus, and he's feeling for you tonight. He's pleading for you, and he wants you to get saved. Grand thing it is to get saved. Get the joy of salvation. Without money, don't need any money, without price, to whosoever will, Christ has paid the price. He's paid the full price. He's died, he shed his precious blood that you and I may be saved. Man came into my shop one day, many years ago. He said to me, I'm a modernist now. I said, "You're a modernist?" "Oh yes," he says. "I don't believe in the choruses we used to sing, 'What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.' I'm a modernist now. We don't sing those things now. I'm a modernist." I looked at him, I said, "Willie," I says, "I'll become a modernist if you can give me a modern cure for sin." I looked at his face. He says, "Oh, I hadn't thought about that now. I didn't think about that. I hadn't thought about that." I said, "Willie, when you find a modern cure for sin..." Well, that man's away years ago, but he never came back again. There's no modern cure for sin, my friend. There's no modern cure for sin. The Bible tells you clear and plain, the blood of Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Wouldn't you like to trust him tonight? But he wants to save you, you see. You're either saved. Now I come to my last point. John's Gospel. John's Gospel, you're either a believer or you're an unbeliever. Now, I hope I've made my points clear tonight. I think they're simple, clear, and plain. Matthew, you're either wise, foolish. Mark, you're either in or out. Luke, you're either saved or lost. When you come to John's Gospel, you're either a believer or you're an unbeliever. "He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." My, it's a grand thing to be a believer in the Lord Jesus. You know, the moment you believe, you're sealed by the Spirit of God. Ephesians 1 tells you that. And that means that God has taken you over. He's put a mark upon you and he says, "You're mine, you're mine." He wants you, he loves you, mine. He loves you, and he wants to save you, and he'll keep you, and he'll land you in heaven someday. You a believer in the Lord Jesus? You know, when we come to the great judgment day, the great white throne, there's a judgment day coming, you know. And one of the characters of that day is the unbeliever, the unbelieving. But to the believer, we'll never see judgment. Death and judgment are behind us. Jesus has paid the price, the full price, so that you and I might be redeemed and brought to God. I say again, from every kindred and people and tongue and nation. I'll give you a verse for it. God so loved the world, the whole world,
And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see what a wonderful heart of love God has. He has no respecter of persons. And tonight, he wants to save you. He wants you to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that if God should take you tonight, I tell you from the authority of God's word, you'll be absent from the body. You'll be present with the Lord, which is far better. Now my message is finished. I just run over my points. I hope that some brother will come up and follow on just to finish the meeting. I'll just give you my points again. This is a little message that the Lord has given us tonight. Matthew's Gospel, when you read it, mind those two words. You're either wise or you're foolish. When you read Mark, you're either in or you're out. When you read Luke, you're either saved or you're out. John's Gospel, you're either a believer. I tell you this, God's heart's desire is that you might be saved tonight. I'm going to quote this verse and I'm coming down. There is one God. There is only one God. And one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And that's the only one that can save you and keep you until the day dawns and the shadows flee away. May God bless you tonight with the joy of his salvation for his sake.